With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says it's hard to see what good the NATO alliance is if NATO allies won't help the U.S. in its time of crisis, like right now with the war against Iran. He also says the president is asking other countries once again to help secure the Strait of Hormuz against all those attacks from Iran.
We've been willing to lead. President Trump's led the entire time. But it's not just us. So ultimately, I think other countries should pay attention when the president speaks. He's proven that when he speaks, he means something. And he's pointing out, you might want to start learning how to fight for yourself.
And Secretary Hegseth declined to tell reporters whether or not the U.S. military will deploy troops on the ground. John Gambrill reports President Trump is exhorting nations to go get the oil they need.
Go get your own oil. Those are the words of U.S. President Donald Trump today as anger grows across some countries over the continued chokehold that Iran maintains on the Strait of Hormuz. That chokehold has disrupted the flow of about 20% of all natural gas and crude oil traded during peacetime.
That is correspondent John Gambrill. The war has pushed the price of gas to the highest level it's been in almost 4 years.
That's the highest tally we've seen since July of 2022. Gas prices continue to go up following oil prices, which have continued to rise as the Strait of Hormuz essentially remains blocked.
And that is petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy. He says if the Iran conflict escalates, the price of oil, gas, and dependent services like transportation will continue to rise. Oil price has been dictating the U.S. stock market's value as well. Speaking of stocks, they've actually improved a bit today, despite ongoing tensions. Oil prices backed off a bit. The Dow is up 944 points and the NASDAQ up by 688. This is SRN News. Holy Week is ramping up.
A lot of churches will start the weekend events with services for Maundy Thursday, which commemorates the Last Supper, the washing of the feet, and Jesus' instruction that a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. Next is Good Friday, marking Christ's crucifixion. Then comes Easter Sunday, the most important date on the Christian calendar, when billions around the world will celebrate the resurrection. Michael Harrington reporting.
A professor of religious anthropology is sounding an alarm over the persecution of Christian believers in Egypt. Dr. Candace Lukasik of Mississippi State University says that over the past two decades, attacks on churches and episodes of sectarian violence in Egypt have been on the rise. Dr. Lukasik says that Christians in this country are advocating on behalf of Egyptian believers whose suffering is, quote, understood as part of a broader global struggle facing Christianity. This is SRN News. A U.S. Marine was detained at a California airport after Transportation Security Administration personnel found a 25-millimeter live explosive round in his checked bags. More on that from correspondent Julie Walker.
Police in California say a U.S. Marine has been detained at Palm Springs International Airport after TSA officers found a live explosive round in his checked bag. It happened Monday during routine baggage screening. The Palm Springs Police Department says the Marine told investigators he picked up the 25-millimeter round about a year ago. He said he thought it was not live. Police say rust and corrosion hid the markings. Authorities confirmed it was live and destroyed it in a desert area. No one was hurt. Authorities are reviewing the case for potential criminal and civil penalties. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.